Happy Sunday and welcome to Screenplay Sunday, the final episode for 2020.
The finale, as we like to call it in showbiz.
GB, what is your... Tommy is also here, chief vibe bringer. How are you, TJ?
Yeah, I mean, set the scene and people won't speak because they're too worried that they'll ruin the day for everyone. But I'm here and I'll be here all episode.
Right. Well, make sure you have fun. That's the main thing. GB, what is your industry fact today?
Yeah. Well, if you remember last week, I said I was scrapping them. But I do have one.
Them when you want.
Exactly. On this day, 2019... Sacha Baron Cohen said that if Facebook existed in the 1930s, it would have run Hitler's ads on his solution to the Jewish problem in speech to Anti-Defamation League Summit.
So this is less industry and more just sort of...
political.
Yeah, that's an interesting political fact to finish off the season.
Okay. So, JB, what's happening with Trump?
Yeah, Trump, not sure. I think he's just sticking around and just, you know, he's not budging, unfortunately.
Okay, great. Well,
One thing about Trump, he's been in more feature films than any of us here. And
that's true.
Yeah. Do you reckon he's the most impersonated man of all time?
Oh, good point.
I'll be back, I think has to
No way. Who's the Elvis Presley?
No.
Elvis Presley is the most impersonated person of all time.
No, you are out of control.
No, you're out of your mind.
Potentially might be onto something.
No,
definitely. If you go to a costume dresser, you could get Elvis Mason's at any costume dresser. Yeah. I reckon.
But what about accents? He's the most impersonated. As in, like, doing someone's voice. That's what I'm talking about. How many people have tried to do Trump's voice?
But that's what I'm saying. I think that there'd be more I'll be back references than any other.
Or get to the chopper.
But that is one line. Yes. Like, that's one line.
But that's why it's so sticky, isn't it?
Okay, well, yeah.
Have you looked it up, Mason? What's the answer?
because you needed to
just type in most impersonated celebrity.
Okay.
Oh, maybe Morgan Freeman?
Oh, yeah, that's quite good.
Marilyn Monroe. Voice.
What?
Oh, really?
Is that for dress-ups or actual?
Oh, this is the thing. You need to clarify what...
Yeah.
The impersonation. Oh, so Elvis Presley is at the top. Then Christopher Walken, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then Al Pacino, and then Marilyn Monroe.
Al Pacino. Josh, this is just some other podcast.
This is some other podcast that has come up with this.
Who is Al Pacino? Painter?
From The Godfather, isn't he?
Al Pacino, yeah.
Actor.
I'm sure he is. Was he involved in the Vatican? I feel like, you know. Did the roof or something?
A big welcome to all movie fans listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Was he a Ninja Turtle? No, anyway, all right. So,
I just make a quick announcement, Josh?
It's quick, yeah.
It's very quick. So, episode 10, this is the finale of Screenplay Sunday. Is Brie around?
Yeah.
Well, tell her to sit down for this news because it's big news.
Okay. Brie. She's on a call. Can you sit down? Okay.
That's fine. We'll trust that she's sat down. Friend of the show, friend of the Daily Talk Show, and I would say the official bookshop of the Daily Talk Show and the official bookshop of Big Media Company, get the applause ready, have sponsored Screenplay Sunday, paying for Final Draft, $290. The invoice has been sent.
This is huge.
Big.
We have now broken even for the show.
Are you going to mention the bookshop?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, the book room. The book room at Byron.
Jeez, you're going to credit lines, books, aren't you?
Book room at Byron. Thank you to our sponsors.
Thank you to the book room at Byron. It's my It is my favorite bookshop in the world. In fact.
Yeah.
Always love going there when I'm in Byron.
Do we have to run dynamic ads backwards for all the whole season?
Oh, yeah, we could do that. We will definitely do dynamic ads.
Brought to you by the book room.
Great. Yeah, George, you can do the read.
Yeah, I'll do the read. Dynamic ads. So that's exciting. The invoice has been sent.
Brie is going to be real fired up for that. Yeah. I'm going to have a Christmas present this year. It's great. All right. So you've written the script, GB.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a little bit of help. So a couple of weeks ago on the other podcast, the Daily Talk Show, we were talking about...
Do you think there's anyone that listens to this that just
doesn't know what the Daily Talk Show is?
Mate, love the screenplay Sunday, but geez, their Daily Talk Show, I don't know what they're talking about.
Never know.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of resetting.
Was that you, so the Daily Talk Show? Grace?
Yeah, that was Grace.
It wasn't me. I usually snort when I laugh, though.
No, it was a snorter. Yeah, go on,
it was Josh. Well, there was a guy that I prank called Finn. Finn Haps. I shouldn't be doing reads here, but he has a pottery company, Haps Pottery, I think it's called.
True credit line style, you don't know the name.
I think it's called, yeah.
In WA.
Yeah, in WA.
Dunsbrough. GB Live with confidence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, Finn. He contacted me.
Don't apologize.
He contacted me. He said, "Hey, man, can I write a script for Screenplay Sunday?" Uh-huh. I was like, "Yeah, that's fine. Like, we've only got one episode left, so it's a finale. So, you know, go for it.
Make it big."
And he's like, "Okay, great." So he got writing, and then I was sort of messaging him, being like, "I mean, can we collaborate on it? Because I've got a few things I want to put in there."
Right.
And he's like, "Yeah, that's all good. No worries." So he sent me the script last night, and I had a quick look over it. It was great. It was really good. I did cut out a fair chunk. He sent me a 10-page script.
Yeah.
Wow. And the first, the longest we've had.
a long script. And the first 5 pages was Wendy and Dale dialogue.
Oh, wow. He's big Wendy and Dale fans.
Big Wendy and Dale fans. So I've sort of put that a little bit to the side. Mm-hmm. I kept the kind of idea of the story, and I've added a few of my own things in. But yeah, anyway, so sorry, Finn. It was really good. What I was thinking is maybe after this, we could do a quick 10-minute bonus ep of Finn's script.
Today?
And it's all...
GB, did you put it in the calendar?
George, it doesn't become the final episode.
No, yeah, Tommy, I'll let you jump in with this one. Do we have time?
Fine, sorry. Well, then no one will get to see Finn's script. That's fine.
No, well, this is Finn's script as well.
This is Finn's script. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You did collab.
Once you see the comparison. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
But can we maybe make it available online somewhere?
The script.
What else, GB?
GB, maybe you could do a read. What about a Gronk Squad read? What about a Zoom, given your sort of excitement on the script? What about if you were to get a few Gronks in? What about Hump Day Replay next week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could do that. It's just a very funny, acting challenge for Mason and Grace. I think it'd be hilarious.
Oh, great.
The chunks of dialogue are very long and complicated. So
okay. Oh, so there are really long, annoying
big words. Big words?
Big words. Like, there's some Shakespeare stuff in there.
Oh no. That does sound fun. Down. Oh.
Yeah. But we're not going to get to hear it today because I've gotten rid of it all.
Okay, no, that's all right.
That's a shame.
Okay. I've kept it basic. Anyway, so that's the idea. It's a doing it with the... Oh, should I tell you what it is?
Yeah, so GB, well,
actually,
what is the title?
On, who's... Okay.
What were you going to say, Mason?
Who's doing what?
I think what normally happens is we do say the
title.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, we're doing premise.
10 episodes.
Sorry, I forgot our benchmark.
Yeah. So the title is Doing It With The Duggins Finale, written by Finn Haps and GB. And can I just say, he had already done that title page before I even touched it. So thank you, Finn.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
The can I just say also, GB, you sent me through a sound effect. If you actually look back when you were talking initially, there was a moment where I jumped out of my skin, actually visually jumped, and it was because I'd accidentally played the sound effect very loud in my headphones. But did you want to be in charge of the sound effect, or do you want me to be?
You can. I think it'd be funnier if you have to do that.
Okay, sure. All right. And so doing it with the Duggins finale. Grace, what do you think the premise is for this script?
It's the finale of our reality show, and then it's like the aftermath, like the after party, wrap up party kind of vibe.
Where does the Shakespeare come in, though? That's where I was.
I don't know.
Well, it's gone. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Very good. All right. And who's playing who, GB?
Okay. Write this down because there's lots.
No.
So Grace is Wendy. Mason is Dale. That's standard. I'm Jake. Yeah, Jake. Josh. You're Josh. And TV voiceover. And big print. Jess.
And sound effect guy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Jess, you're Jess. And Constable Watson. Tommy, you're Constable Andrews. And Tully.
Christ.
Tully.
And, yeah.
GB, what are you?
I'm just Jake. I'm taking it easy.
Jake. Okay, great. Yeah.
Happy to watch.
I mean, you wrote half happy of to it, watch so.
The GB yeah. story. Yeah. Happy to watch.
Alrighty.
Can I just say another bit that I've scrapped from the script, but it was quite funny. He's like, mate, you got to get Jack Post on the show because he has to write a song. And he wrote out, this is the bit where Jack will play that song.
Dream so, big.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Okay. So thank you to the book room in Byron. Wherever you get your books, you should go to the book room. They have a great selection.
Instead, yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't, Jimmy.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. What's the website, Josh?
The website is thebookroom@byron.com. Not to be confused, Jasner, if you're listening to, it's not the book room and then the at symbol byron.com, where I know there was a slight confusion with part of our ad read. It is thebookroom@byron.com, the whole website.
A-T. Okay. A-T. A-T Byron.
Yeah. Love not it. To be confused. Okay, great.
And also, while you're there, you could actually have a look at the Daily Talk Show Book Club tab. That's still there.
Oh, that's great. George, can you get some photos of that when you're in Byron over Christmas?
It takes over two lines as well. In the nav bar, everything is one line. And then the Daily Talk Show Book Club is two lines. But I'm excited to announce 2021, it's coming back. So
that's an exclusive.
Yeah.
That's a big wow. So, George, can you set up when you're up in Byron this Christmas a physical area in the bookshop that has
the two books?
Yeah. No, there's three.
Few stickers.
Yeah. Those Tiny Habits, The Advice Trap, which we never got to, and you're not listening.
You're not listening.
But Grace, you did buy The Advice Trap, didn't you?
I did that. I bought The Advice Trap and I bought You're Not Listening. And I actually read You're Not Listening.
Oh, great. So we'll maybe
haven't met Advice Trap yet.
Do we have Grace The Advice Trap here?
No.
I did buy them.
Yeah, no, but yeah, Grace bought them in Melbourne or is it in Perth?
Yeah. It's in Perth. So we can read it when we're in Perth.
Okay, great.
I'll pick new new books, to be honest.
All right.
So.
All right, let's go.
Doing It With The Duggins finale. Written by Finn Haps. And GB, PO Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067-03-9981-0408, georgiabigmediacompany.com. Exterior roof of suburban home, sunset. Fade into Wendy and Dale sitting, sharing a cigarette on the roof of their house. They're looking out over the backyard. The sun has just gone down behind the clouds, making for a bleak sunset. Night is coming fast. The wind is picking up and it's quickly getting cold. The couple's mood is melancholy.
That was Finn.
It's got a C at the end. Melancholy.
I think that's wrong. Melancholic. I don't know.
Melancholy. Maybe I think due to the anticlimactic end of their reality. One more big word, Finn, and you fucking die.
You should have said what it used to be. This sort of
reality show experience and the death of the talking magpie.
You'd think that if he knew how to talk, he'd understand windows a little bit better, don't you think?
Yeah, but I guess everyone has their blind spots.
And to think that one broken wing can mean the end of it all, just like a racehorse, I guess.
You know, I didn't even catch his name. Do you think he even had one?
I don't know. Maybe he didn't have time to come up with one.
But surely if he has a wife and kids, he would have a name. How can you have a family without being able to communicate with each other? That family must be chaos.
Well, yeah, that would explain why birds are such noisy animals. All squawk and no manners. Squawk, squawk, squawk all bloody day. Hey, are you related to the magpies?
That's not funny. You know it's going to be so hard for his family now.
Yeah, sorry, bad joke. Another one? Is that...
Oh, sorry.
I think that was big.
Wendy nods. This is in the dialogue section of Dale. Wendy nods and Dale slowly pulls out a second cigarette. Jake is packing up his camera gear. He walks outside to say goodbye to Wendy and Dale.
I think we're just about done. There's potentially one more shot we need to get, but it was lovely meeting you both. I think we got some really good stuff.
Oh, you too, mate. Thanks for that.
The sound of sirens come fading in from the distance.
Did Josh call 000? I thought he was joking.
A police car pulls out the front of the house and two cops approach.
Someone here by the name of Dale?
Yeah, mate, that's just him on the roof.
Dale, pop down for me, buddy.
Dale puts out his cigarette and hops down off the roof.
Yeah, I'm Constable Andrews. This is Constable Watson. Mate, we've been contracted by an owner of a red vehicle who... claims you've hit his car and taken off without leaving a note.
Josh comes running over to Jake. What are you doing? Get your camera out! Jake quickly sets up his camera to film the interaction. Sorry, Constable. Can we get that again?
Mate, this isn't a joke. This is very serious. You're coming with us.
Is he under arrest?
He's not under arrest. Just coming with us for some good old-fashioned questioning.
It'll be fine, honey. It's okay.
Mate, get to the script.
It's okay, honey. I'll be fine.
But Dale, if you're going to jail, you'll need some books to read. I know. I'll order some from the Book Room Collective. They're the best independent bookstore in New South Wales, possibly the country. They have a great range in-store and online, and if you use the promo code GRONK, you'll get 10% off.
Wendy glances at Josh as if she's looking for approval. Great job. They'll be really happy with that.
Righto. No. We're off to the police station.
Andrews places Dale in handcuffs. Jake comes in for the close-up. And cut! Great job, everyone. That's a wrap. The crew applaud. Dale looks relieved that it wasn't a real arrest, but the police officer takes him to the car.
Oh, what are we doing?
What are you talking about? You're coming with us.
Wasn't that just a bit of gear for the show?
Is a hit and run gear, mate? You've broken the bloody law.
Josh whispers to Jake, start filming again. Get them driving off. They drive off. Yep, great. And cut. Let's get out of here. See you, Wendy. We're off.
Thanks, guys. Have a lovely night.
Interior living room night. Tully and Jess are watching an episode of Doing It for the Duggins. It's the one...
Got the TV name wrong there? Got the show name wrong?
Doing It for the Duggins.
My bad.
What is it meant to be?
It's meant to be Doing It with the Duggins.
Okay, with the Duggins.
It's the one where they feature...
This editing is fucked. Making me out to be the villain.
Welcome to the world of reality TV. Although, do you want to do an accent?
No, you wanted to.
You wanted to.
Permission granted. Come on, okay, go to go.
Thank you. Welcome to the world of reality TV. Although, this is pretty much how the drive went in real life.
I was not that aggressive on the road. That stage announcer was hot, though. Do you think that Wendy chick was actually a fan?
It's reality TV. Who knows?
Jess gets sick of the show and turns the TV off.
I'm off to bed. Night.
Interior, police station, night. Constable Watson and Andrews approach Dale's cell.
Dale, you're free to go.
Wendy comes running up to Dale and gives him a big hug.
Oh, great. That was quick.
Oh, I'm so happy. I've been worried sick for the last 2 hours.
A man by the name of Josh has paid your bail. He said he's filming something for television and would like to pay for your release in exchange for you giving him permission to broadcast your arrest to millions of people.
Does 60 Minutes even get a million viewers?
I told him he was being hyperbolic with the figures, and he said 8:30 on Sunday nights is prime time television. Even with the streaming services, a lot of people still tune in to free-to-air. Advertisers during the time slot are getting great value for money.
Weird conversation, but I'm glad the book room managed to get their message out to millions of people. Anyway, happy to be released from jail.
Come on, darling. Let's go out of here and get some Nando's.
Cut to 2 weeks later, I think. Interior, Dale's home theatre night.
The timeline's a bit funny.
It's the finale of Doing It with the Duggins. Dale has just hosted a viewing party. The show is about to finish. Jack Post is there strumming his guitar. We did ask Jack, he was unavailable. Tully and Jess are in the kitchen pouring themselves Prosecco. The Bendigo Easter Fair guys are there. Brooke and Chad are on the couch eating Maltesers. The theme song for Doing It with the Duggins plays on the TV. Josh plays sound. Yeah.
Talk over.
I'll just bring down the volume. Thanks for watching another crazy episode of Doing It with the Duggins. We'll be back for the season finale, season 30, same time next year. Stay tuned for the 60-minute special brought to you by the Book Room Collective. Good night, Australia. Everyone in the house applauds and congratulates Dale and Wendy on a fantastic season.
Dale and I just want to say thank you so much for all the support. It's been one hell of a journey and we couldn't think of a better cast. Help yourselves to the champagne and let's celebrate.
Three cheers for the stars of the show. Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray. Hooray.
Fade to black.
Wow. I could tell you. You did it justice.
Well done.
Yeah, a few sneaky mentions in there.
Definitely probably the worst
script we've had.
Kept me glued.
Did you say the best script or what did you say?
Worst.
Probably the worst.
No. Finn's that was mostly job. Me, though. There's a lot of... go on, Jimmy.
To be honest, that was mostly me. I mean, he did the first page and I had to kind of... Yeah. I mean, it was really good what he did, but it was... There's a lot of big chunks of dialogue.
Trying to read between just trying the lines. To work what do you out. Really think, GP?
Yeah, what do you...
You have different vibes. You said you hated it, worst script ever, and now you're saying you loved it.
Yeah, but I was saying
that you said Finn
me.
Put it all the work in, and then you said, well, he only did the first page. You're giving us a lot of different information, GP.
The concept, I reckon, was him. And
the concept, let me guess, you think the concept's good?
I think the concept was great. I loved it. I love the idea of like finishing up the reality TV show. Mm-hmm. Different people watching it, Tully and Jess watching it from their house, that sort of thing. And then I think this was set this was just after you filmed the 60 Minutes episode. The timeline was confused. I was trying to work out the timeline.
That's okay. We don't need to get bogged down. thank you, everyone who's listened to the last 10 episodes of Screenplay Sunday. I won't get teary like episode 800, but it's been a ride. Let's just say that. Special thanks to Grace, who has joined us every single week. Thank you, Grace.
Guys.
Yeah, you've done a great job. Apologies to Jess from the earlier episodes when there were some blow-ups, but glad that you're... involved and things are happening. Tommy, glad that you're still here. Mason, great job on the accents throughout the season. And a big special thank you to GB, who's been let's be honest, he's the main host, and I appreciate the work, GB.
Well, thank you, Josh, and thank you to you for fitting time in each week to
do my idea.
I was gonna say thanks for your idea, Josh.
What have we learned? What have we learned about pulling the trigger on podcasts?
Seasons are great, aren't they? Love a season. It's been a really good season.
It was fun. I had fun.
Isn't it crazy? 10 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's that is yeah. crazy.
I don't regret anything. Episodes. I mean, this could have been on Sunday. This could have been part of the daily talk show. So I think it's good that we sort of separated it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, anyway, but in all seriousness, there's a bunch of tuna sandwiches that will go to waste. And because we're wrapping up for the year, everyone help themselves to all the drinks in the fridge because we're actually going to turn it all off to save some power. So good. I know everyone's got drinks after this, but thank you, everyone, for a huge table read. Thank you to Finn as well for your fantastic script and the concept. And we'll see you maybe another time, but please check out the Daily renewed. Talk. Yeah, yeah. Check out the Daily Talk show because we'll be there. Enjoy your Sunday. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you guys.